FDU poll shows young men more susceptible to problem gambling. Fairleigh Dickinson University, FDU, based in the U.S. state of New Jersey, has released the results of a poll it commissioned to look at betting activities in the population, which has revealed young men are more at risk of gambling-related harm. The FDU survey was conducted in August this year and included more than 800 participants who were registered to vote in the United States, U.S. The poll used the Problem Gambling Severity Index, PGSI, a set of questions used to measure gambling activity, and showed participants who bought lottery tickets and the overwhelming majority of online gamblers were not vulnerable to gaming harm. However, the report found that most of the problem gambling in the industry occurred online. Young men were shown to be proportionately more at risk than other age-related demographics surveyed in the poll. The research highlighted that 10% of men aged 18 to 30 questioned were found to be problem gamblers, which is significantly higher than the 3% who are identified as at risk from gambling-related harm in the population as a whole. Report shows over half of Americans enjoy a wager. The FDU survey questioned the participants on various forms of gambling, including buying lottery tickets, casino gaming, and sports betting. It showed that 57% of the population in the U.S. had enjoyed some form of gambling activity outlined in the past year. In a breakdown of betting activity, the poll indicated that the purchase of lottery tickets and scratch cards was the common form of gambling activity in the U.S., with 43% of those questioned playing the lottery. Additionally, 18% say they have played slots or casino games at land-based venues, with 10% surveyed saying they had placed a wager on sports betting or races online. The figure for online sports betting is a little higher at 15% for men who enjoy this type of wagering. Quote, "Gambling is generally marketed as entertainment, and for most gamblers it's just that, but there's always some chance of gambling turning into problem behaviors, and online gambling is proving to be much more dangerous than other kinds." Dan Cassino, professor of government and politics at Fairleigh Dickinson University,